Don, some of the people you've done biographies on, I worked extensively with, people like Walter Payton, John Smoltz. You've done features on the Duke lacrosse debacle, that investigation that destroyed so many lives, and thankfully most of them back on track. What is it about this superstar that made you so, you had a bad taste in your mouth even before he came out with what we all suspected, that he was cheating all these years?
Well, you know, like a lot of journalists who ask hard questions of Lance, I was one of those people who he figured if he could be aggressive enough that people would back away from him. I mean, it was just, he has kind of the Bobby Knight syndrome, you know, that if he beats you up just hard enough, you're not going to ask a hard question. And that's what he did, not just to his, not just to his teammates and to those who were supposed to be close to him, but he did it to everybody who asked a question. It was a little difficult. I had a couple of experiences like that with him, and it was very difficult because you recognize the power that he possessed, and I use that term in the past tense, to the place that you were wondering, gosh, if I'm on the wrong side of this one, could this be a bad deal? Could this be a career limiting experience
for you?
For me, yeah.
So if Don Yeager comes out and says, hey, Lance, I'm listening to your guys, I'm listening to the allegations, and I believe them, you're worried about the lawsuits that's coming at you.
Absolutely. And you know what? I'm telling you, if there's a journalist out there that tells you that they didn't have that in the back of their mind at some place, they're probably not being completely honest. He was that aggressive, and everybody knew it. And it changed much of the dynamic of the way many people treated him.
Now, we had massive cancer, testicular cancer that was spreading throughout his body. He was able to overcome and be an inspiration to so many. His Livestrong Foundation, you're a cancer survivor yourself. Are you conflicted at all about his condemnation?
Not at all, because there are so many other places you can feel good about the genuine nature of the organization involved in cancer treatment. I mean, I would struggle if I were a consistent, Livestrong donor to continue to make contributions there. I just think, you know, the foundation upon which it was built and the premise upon which people saw this as a special place, that foundation is shaken. And even if they're doing great things, and they are, there are just other places. There are other places where I wouldn't have that same doubt.
Gotcha. Don Yeager with us, talking about Lance Armstrong. You know, Don, they say he's worth $125 million.
But not he today. Is
not anymore, but he is writing million. He's going to be asked to write back checks for prize money, for appearance fees, for other people, like whistleblowers, like Floyd Landis has a whistleblower suit against him. I have not met a lawyer that said coming clean to Oprah or anybody else is a good legal strategy.
But again, I don't think it was a legal strategy so much for him. Again, I think he probably calculated the numbers, and I'm sure he did the math. I think what he was calculating is he's 41 years old, and he's also a competitor of the highest order. I mean, he wants an opportunity to compete, and he knows that if he continues to compete in some sporting events that, like triathlons, that have prize money, sponsorship money, he can get back. Into a rhythm. I do believe that's where he's thinking. I don't know when he can. If you really read the rules of the World Anti-Doping Agency, he would have to turn tail on all those people that he was threatening in the past, and even then he couldn't be invited back into sanctioned races for 8 years. And yet, if he does that, by the time he's in his late 40s, he's back competing in a sport in which people competed until they're 70. And he may find himself, one thing about America, you and I both know it, we love to build people up. We love to, in some ways, watch them, fall off that perch. And then if they say the right things and act the right way, we'll root for them to come back. I mean, look at Bill Clinton.
You all fine examples, and it does. It's unbelievable at 41 years old, where he's more concerned about being able to compete in triathlons and wanting just to turn the page on that. And I just get the sense that even though he has a team of lawyers demanding seven figures, that legally he's got himself in a lot more trouble today than 3 weeks ago. And if he's not contrite, Don, it's all about him competing again To win what? Let's say you're the best triathlete in the world.
Who cares?
It doesn't matter. No offense to triathletes. No one's ever going to forget what he did at one of the internationally one of the most respected races you used to be, and that's the Tour de France. And finally, about the Tour de France, is that the dirtiest sport? Is that the dirtiest race in the history of sports?
Isn't it crazy? I mean, literally, I did a story for SI many years ago about the lengths to which those racers were going, and the doctors that followed the peloton, the pack of racers through that race, and what those doctors did for them. I mean, men who would hide sacks of urine, or tubes of urine in places so that they could pee clean when required. I mean, it was just what they would go through to race. I marvel at it. You're right. It's a sport that I can't even imagine continues to be on anybody's radar screen.
We've always said, Don, if they have to spin our blood to be successful, it probably is not worth it. Don Yeager, talking about Lance Armstrong, a man you've dealt with in the past. It should be fascinating to talk to you again after we both watch the interview. Don, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Brian.